This is the head football coach for the Bishop Sankey football program. You're listening to the XF Fantasy Football Podcast. Hit that shit. What is up? Welcome to the XF Fantasy Football Podcast. It's year 12. 12. You hear that? That's so damn long. We're doing it, boys. I'm your lead fantasy analyst, Cope Squiz, and just like this trusty red cup in my hand, I'm riding solo this week. Fellas, we did it. We fucking did it. We made it back to the NFL season, which means fantasy is here. We got a football game tonight against the Cowgirls at the Buccaneers. Should be a good one. Last year was a little interesting. We had COVID happen this year. COVID's still happening. Just make sure Cole Beasley knows that. Dude's gonna croak and die here shortly. I'm calling it. Wait, what? Just kidding. That's a terrible thing to say. I would never say that. Anyways, we've seen some top backs get injured in the preseason. We got Cam Akers gone. J.K. Dobbins from the University of Ohio State gone. But fellas, injuries are going to be upon us. Waiver wire is going to be crazy this year, I bet. You know, last year we had last place become first place and first place get last place dip. And I don't know what was more disappointing, your fantasy season or the rendition of the WAP. Let's just say, Dip, you left us very dry. We were not very wet after that. Hella, it was a desert down there, dog. Anyways, moving on. I have to do a shout out to the league. I think we're diverse as fuck. We got a black guy with a white girl with a Puerto Rican, a black guy with an Asian with a white guy. And I'm over here looking like the super Caucasian Brady Bunch. You guys are diverse as fuck. Congratulations. Thank you for making this league a little less white. Moving on. Draft recap. Shout out to the pimp daddy of them all, Mr. Iz Cruzado, the man, the myth, the Airbnb extraordinaire. Guys, make sure you give that 5-star review so next time we get to come over, there's going to be Wi-Fi. Watch out. Also, I wanted to do a shout-out to the entire league. We could have gave Bert a really shitty-ass team, but the man is risking his life one paper at a time. Good job, boys. Hey, the draft was a good one for most people. I wanted to give a few rewards out to probably the worst drafts, I think, overall. First one that has to go to me. And everyone gobbled up every damn running back in the first to third round to the point where I had to take Miles Sanders in the fourth round as my RB2. So pray for me. Not only that, but you guys took the entire quarterback well because that shit went dry real quick. And now I get to rely on two rookie quarterbacks, which makes me very excited. The other terrible draft has to go to Smiley. I really did like your Najee pick as a keeper for the long term. I think you were thinking about your future, at least I'm hoping you were. I think he's going to be good for you down the road. But then you went running back, which I wasn't completely against. But then instead of addressing your wide receivers, which obviously the wide receivers are probably the deepest thing, you went tight end quarterback with Kyle Pitts and Kyler Murray, both very good players, but which leaves you with Callaway and Curtis Samuel as your 1-2 punch at your wide receiver position. I'm hoping it turns out well, but not a fan. And all your running backs aren't big pass catcher, so we shall see. The two best drafts, I think he had the best team last year. He didn't win it, but I think the best draft, I'm going to go with Luis. I think he has two running backs with two very heavy volume running backs. And then you got three very, very heavily targeted wide receivers. And to top it all off, you got one young top quarterback. Luis surprised me over last year with his run. His team was hella dominant. And with this draft, I'm just going to say, you're getting better, bud. The next up, this one pains me to say because I, if you know anything, you probably already know who I'm about to say just because it just turns me. But I'm going to go with Vic. I really liked his wide receivers. I believe they're all number one wide receivers in their on their team. Yeah, great. And then obviously with Zeke and the other running back, he has solid core. And then to add a rushing quarterback with high upside and to get Justin Fields, which, you know, will eventually start, I think it's a solid team. This podcast won't be long just because we don't have the waiver wire and I don't have a injuries and all that jazz. Everything, you guys know the amount of time that normally goes to this, but I still will be doing the picks of the week. All right, first up, we got Luis and JT in Part of My Check is Already Gone. # Why'd I Have Children? All right. I'm going to go with Luis on this one. JT's team, I really do like a lot as well. I think he's actually probably a top six team as well. But Luis, just like I mentioned, I think he had probably the best draft. And so I'm kind of leaning on how well he drafted. Next up, we got Bert versus Pat in the Beyond Borders Bowl. Bert, thank you for protecting us over there. One paper cut at a time. This one was actually probably the hardest one for me to pick. I'm going to go with Bert. I don't like Sutton as one of your wide receivers, but I think your entire team is pretty solid, and I do like your bench, but obviously you're not going to be touching your bench this week. But I'm going to go with Bert on that one. Next up, we got Smiley versus Dip in the One Hasn't Hit Puberty and the Other One Is Already Graying in the Benjamin Button Bowl. All right, folks. This one, I mentioned Smiley's team. Wasn't a big fan of it. I'm going to lean towards Dip's team. I'm not the biggest fan of Chase Edmonds as your RB2, but I think you definitely have a solid squad, so I'm going to go with Dip on this one. Next up, we got Keith versus Dre in the I Brought You Into This League, I Can Kill You. Wait, what? I think I'm going to go with Keith. Keith's team is pretty solid. I also like Dre's. I'm just not a... I don't know how DeAndre Swift's going to be week one, especially against San Francisco's defense. But I really like the entire team of Keats, maybe minus quarterback. But overall, I think he has a very good team. All right, next up we got JC versus Vic in the High School Team Manager. All right, I mentioned this earlier. I'm going to try to be less biased towards Vic. I'm working through some stuff. Pretty much all my hatred towards my frenemy in Victor, but I'm going to go with Victor on this. I really do like his team. He has two upside running backs, in Zeke and Harris for the Patriots, which I believe is going to get a good amount of carries, especially early work and goal line. And then he has Hopkins, Thielen, and Deontay Johnson, which is pretty damn solid, if you ask me. JC's wide receivers, I'm not the greatest fan of. Brandon Ayuk's questionable. He should probably play, but I just don't think he's going to be 100%. And then Russell Gage, I'm a assuming he's going to be probably the third option in that Falcons lineup. So I'm going to go with Vic on that one. Next up, we got Dustin versus D. I got nothing bad to say about these guys. They're probably the two nicest people in our league. So I'm just going to call this one the shirt off your back bowl. Because I think both of you guys are really, really nice. And I'll talk shit about you guys probably later. But congratulations. Not right now. All right. With this one, I kept kind of going back and forth. But I'm going to go with Dustin's team, and I'm calling Dustin because I feel like he's not the biggest fan of D-ball, so I'll just take the step on doing so. I think he just has a better team. D's also starting Randall Cobb. And then last but least, we got Cobes versus Noah, just like the Pinewood Derby. Two-time champ versus the one time. Wait, he doesn't have a championship in this league. I already mentioned it. I think I had one of the worst drafts, and Noah, I think he had one of the best drafts. So I'm going to go with Noah on this one.
All right, boys, that's going to wrap it up for this week. Short and sweet. Just like Andre's, a little smoky. All right, what I'm going to do is I'm going to send out a Google form to have you guys sign up for being host if you're interested. That way, I have people scheduled for the entire year. If you have questions, reach out to me. As always, subscribe, tune in, log in. Especially to Lobadev's Twitch stream, which is straight fire. As always, boys, Coast Quiz out.